Elena, how may I help you?
Hey Elena, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. A little busy, but good stuff. I'm doing pretty good.
Yes, that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, I just sent one over to you actually, for some sort of stone fab company called Turquoise, but that's actually not why I'm calling you. I was calling you because I had a quick question regarding
Okay.
Marlin's policy on startup restaurants and whether or not they would consider them up to, like, let's say 20K.
Okay.
Does Marlin consider startup restaurants? Is that something they'll do?
If there's a cross corporate guarantee, we wouldn't do just the startup restaurant as the only entity.
Okay, so that's the only way. Like, even with good credit for the one PG who's doing the startup, that's not gonna cut it. Needs that cross corp.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my only question for now, but
I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem at all. Not
So,
really. I'm not a sales rep, so.
I gotcha. If it was up to me, I'd approve them all, but you know how that
Yeah.
goes. So talk to me about this deal that you sent over. You said Omer has a couple of hiccups on his credit.
Oh, that's what Ruben said. Yeah, said that Omer has a few hiccups. Let me see. Credit. Mr. Omer.
Omer. So what is he scoring? He's scoring a 596.
Yeah. One current
So
delinquency, 10 past.
what is he currently doing? Oh, here it is.
I think it may be a
No, that's
medical
not it.
payment. I'm looking through to see if there's a 2016, but it looks like it may just be that 2015 medical payment that never got resolved.
Yeah, that one little collection account up top,
Yeah, like
towards the top.
$117. That's weird that a medical payment would be at the top of the credit report, right?
Yeah,
I thought
some of
they
them
usually did
list it.
like but they usually like did top to bottom, like homes, autos, and then like, the lower the priority of the credit line, the lower down on the list it was. And this guy has got a lot of history, so.
Yeah, and there's another account that's for Bank of America, a credit card, that he had some delinquencies on. Let me see. And Macy's, nobody cares about Macy's.
Yeah. And the medical charge is pretty mild.
FIA card services. It looks like he just has a bunch of 30s that. What's this one? Amazon. Like that drives me crazy. $140 Amazon account. Let me
Utility, credit
Yeah.
card.
I mean, I see a few dings. I mean, I don't understand why he's scoring so low.
He does have a good number of inquiries, I'll admit. In
Oh, yeah.
2016, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. BMW, though, Credco, Bank of America, Amex.
Me see. Yeah, it looks like. Let me see. It doesn't look like any of them are leasing inquiries.
Yeah.
Looking at the. I'm sorry, I'm taking so long, but I
No,
just like
it's no
to
problem.
go through it here. 12 years in business. Let me look at the DMV. So turquoise ink. Virginia. Okay, turquoise. Fredericksburg. So it's actually Turquoise LLC. According to DMB anyway, but we all know who that is.
Yeah, Fredericksburg. Okay.
All right, so we have a 79 PDEX. 1R3 rated. 2005. We have 10
I'm
employees.
Finding, hold on 1 second. Weird. When I do Experian business credit, I'm coming up with Turquoise Inc. Bowman Drive. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So Experian is selling me Inc.
Let me see if the history is in here, what Secretary of State says.
Yeah, at least from what I'm reading, he's got several different trade payments, and it doesn't look as though he was ever delinquent, at least through Experian Business Credit. I'd be happy to send you the report.
No, it's fine. This actually, the DMB looks pretty good. It looks like they are an LLC, though. It's Turquoise LLC, according to Secretary of State.
Huh.
That's listed on the DMB.
Hmm. What? Oh, Dunn Street and Bradley, right? We don't use them, but right.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's worth it. How much is this deal?
I think we were going for $45,000.
Compressor and water filtration system, $45,000. And water treatment solutions. So the invoice, you only have one of the invoices in here, or quotes, right? So
I thought I sent over both the compressor and the other one.
Oh, you know what? Duh, it's right here.
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
There you go.
I'll be all right. It is so hot outside, you walk out and you feel like you instantly catch on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, it's always cold in here.
Let me see the banks. I don't like the beginning balance of that bank, but...
Mm-hmm. The ending one is
like
all right.
Yeah, the ending one looks good. All right. I will get this in and get it out the door.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you as always, and hopefully it cools down over there.
Yeah, I know. It is nice and cool in the building, but it's I walked out to my car and I literally felt like I was catching on fire. It was crazy.
Got to visit California if you want that good weather.
I know, right? It's like one extreme to the other here. It's like 20 degrees in the wintertime and a million degrees in the summertime, so it's kind of weird, but...
All my family's from the Midwest, actually. I was born in Minnesota. I'm going out to Wisconsin, actually, this Friday, and, yeah, I'll be interested to see what it's like out there. It should be pretty hot as well.
Yeah. I imagine it would be.
So I just have another quick question. When I am submitting to Marlin for working capital, I've been copying you consistently.
Yes.
I should continue to do that, right? You're looking over the deals there as well?
Absolutely, because what happens is if I don't see any kind of action over here within a little bit of time, then I follow up,
mm-hmm.
like before you have a chance to follow up. So there's some behind-the-scenes stuff that I do that that you don't know about. Like, it's just kind of, like, I like to be in the loop in case it gets overlooked or in case something happens where mm-hmm. I'm not getting an answer quick enough. So
yeah.
So I try to stay on top of them, too. So
Well, that's great. I've been copying you on every single Marlin Working Capital submission that I have.
Yep.
But I think that Amy wasn't, and Soraya weren't exactly clear with that because, you know, in the past recent months, we've been really starting to pick up our submission and funding volume with you guys. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Well. Things have been moving really well. I know that Aziz was praising you for making his life easy in equipment finance earlier. Unfortunately,
he just left.
He just left for Albania, like, right now. He's going to be there for a month.
Oh, he did? Are you kidding?
Yeah. He's actually an Albanian refugee.
Oh my gosh. Get out.
Yeah, when he
is
was
he coming
early.
Is
I'm
he
sorry.
Coming back?
Yeah, he is coming back, but he just missed his home country so much that he to be frank, he wants to find a wife.
I gotcha.
He's like, I want my whole family's Albanian. We were from there, we had to just leave when I was a child because of the war. And now,
that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we're gonna miss him for the next month, but I'm pretty dang certain, 99%, he'll be back. So that's the good news.
Good, good. Yeah, he's a good guy. He was he's real easy to work with, and you know, he doesn't complain. Like, you ask him for something, he doesn't. You know, you get a lot of people that do, you know, bitch and complain when you ask for something or you need something else or something changed or whatever. But he's just such a nice, even-tempered guy.
Yeah, no, he definitely does a good job. That's why we're like, just come back, you know, find your potential wives and then come back.
He couldn't find one here, huh?
He's stubborn. I was like, why don't you just, because he's Muslim as well, and I was like, well, couldn't you just find a nice Muslim woman here? And he's like, no, I need to be Albanian. I'm like, all right, whatever. if you want it to be that way, then, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Then go for it, brother. Yeah. But, like, he literally just left an hour ago, so.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, we'll miss him.
Yep.
And, hopefully he'll be coming back soon.
Oh, he will. I think it's August 30th. Hopefully it's his return date.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, well, I'll remind everybody on my end about always copying you on equipment and, I mean, equipment's just you, but working capital submissions, not just partner apps at FundingStream. And, we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. I'm here if you need me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elena. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Grant. Bye-bye.
Bye.